Today, we're going to discuss a handful of major warnings that are coming to the dollar. And it's not just the dollar. It's actually, you know, our buying power. It's our future standard of living. It's what we're saving and what we're investing. This would be really, you know, once you understand these handful of warning signs, you're going to want more than ever to really take a serious look at your gold and silver holdings. Make sure you're properly diversified away from the paper system. And I know, I get the financial advisors, I get the economist, oh, the dollar's strong, it'll take 20, 25 years for this to happen. I hear the warning signs. You know, I was a financial advisor. I have more licenses than a financial advisor does. So I get the system. I'm just here to warn we the people that this is coming to the buying power. And I guess the best way to explain it without me having to really tell you is just look at gas prices, food prices, and other things, because this is not by accident and it's all part of the process. So let me get into this, because it really lays to the heart of the party we've been having in America with the dollar valuation, as we call the American dream, as we were printing money kind of for free on the back of the world, but now we're exporting inflation and the world is waking up to it. So, you know, we all know that, or for those that don't, let me just tell you that it's no secret that China and Russia have been stashing away a lot of gold for many years. In China specifically, everything that they mine not only stays in China, but I know personally for a fact, because of some of the refinery connections I have, of how much gold was actually on a weekly basis going to Hong Kong. And then, of course, if anything that goes to Hong Kong ends up going to China, they have been accumulating. I think the world thinks they have, you know, a couple thousand tons, and you're going to be quite surprised when they come out and they have a number that'll blow away the European Union and probably America combined. America supposedly has 8,000 tons of gold, but I can only tell you that most of that gold is probably leased out to 10 different people. Good luck trying to find out who really owns it. We're in a mess in America. Our system is so fraudulent and corrupt. Most of our real wealth and asset has been lent out to so many different people. It's like saying, you know, there's 100 people on one side of the street and an ounce of gold on the other, and you say, go, and whoever gets it wins. But China and Russia have been taking notice for quite some time, and we've been documenting this, talking about it for a while, and it's now coming to show its effort. You know, China is the world's largest producer and buyer of gold, you know, and Russia is right behind them at number two. And most of that gold finds its way into the Russian and the Chinese government's treasuries. If you look at the history of Russia or China, I know right now they're encouraging even their people to buy gold and silver, but the history of that is they'll just take it from their citizens if they truly need it. But the fact is that they have a tremendous commodity base, and they're becoming the powerhouse of the world. And hate to say that being American, but we're a pretty, let's just say, messed up and perverted nation these days. I believe we're going down a really deep, dark hole, and I don't know how it survives. We're on a civil war territory. There's just no way the left and right in this nation are getting along. And some of these policies that are out there on the left are so absolutely insane, even the social stuff, insane, that it's just tearing us apart. And the rest of the world is noticing this, of course. But Russia and China, you know, the gold that they have, it gives them tremendous comfort and a lot of access to like apolitical, neutral forms of money, meaning they're not tied to anything. They're not attached to a central system, a reserve currency system. Basically, we would say that in financial terms, there's no counterparty risk. When you as an individual own gold and silver, you don't have counterparty risk, meaning you buy a stock, the counterparty risk is the stock going out, the management doing a bad job, and the stock collapsing. When your money is in a bank, counterparty risk. The bank could go bust. They could close the doors, have a bank holiday. Remember, every bank almost in the United States is insolvent. You deposit $1, they loan out about 26, not counting derivatives they're invested in. We are very, very insolvent as a nation. And it's very important to note, counterparty risk is huge. And why I am so in favor of physical gold and silver in a personal possession in this cycle of history. That's why I'd be calling Cornerstone Asset Metals and preparing for that. But that way you're not tied to anybody else's behavior. If you buy gold and silver in a stock market or an ETF, it means nothing. It's not how you're going to save yourself because there's counterparty risk. You must have the physical gold and silver in your possession or in a depository that has total risk averse and fully insured, and you would be okay. You see, gold and silver, when mainly gold because it's the form of money, I mean, it's been around thousands of years. I mean, this is money since the day one, right? But, you know, the reason it is because gold is durable. It's divisible. You can break it down into small increments. It's consistent, convenient. It's scarce. Gold comes from the creation of a star. I mean, it's such a beautiful thing from that point alone. Most importantly, it's the hardest of all physical commodities. They've been waiting quite some time. I believe, I've been documenting this just myself for about 7 years, but the Chinese and the Russians have been waiting to pull the rug from beneath the U.S. dollar. They've been waiting for this. They've been plotting it. I was documenting on our television program, documenting how they were getting into the Middle East to undermine the petrodollar. And now, here we are. Here we are. We are at the moment now. You may not realize it. Listen, this stuff does not happen overnight. It just doesn't go from A to Z. We don't go from zero to 100. We are incrementally walking into potentially World War III and a realignment of everything we know. I don't see it slowing down. I think we're making it worse, especially if we send rocket systems over to Ukraine. Forget it. It's over. So here's warning sign number one to be prepared for. These Russian sanctions that we did, and I know both parties are in on it. I just think that there's a tremendous amount of deception. There's a lot of lies. Remember, Ukraine are filled with neo-Nazis. This is not a nation that you think is what they're portraying. I wouldn't be sending $1 billion to Ukraine for nothing, let alone $50 billion while we're in unprecedented inflation. This is a really insane move. Both parties are involved. I just know if you got both parties like that wanting this, we're done. We're in trouble. Because these Russian sanctions are proving the dollar reserves are not really money. This was a big deal. Now, remember, you can be mad at Russia all you want. I'm not saying Russia, you know, are great people. Putin's a great guy. I'm not saying that at all. But the fact is, we provoked this. We, even the Pope had come out and said that NATO had definitely provoked Russia. And that's absolutely true. All Russia wanted was security guarantees. Ukraine was to stay away from military. And he can't stand the neo-Nazis because if you just remember, it was Germany and the Nazis who killed tens of millions of Russians, and they haven't forgotten. And it's the Nazis in Ukraine, the Ukrainian military, that are killing most of the innocent people. And you, all you got to do is hear from the people that have been in the battlefield. A French soldier just came back and he corroborated the same thing. Our media is just lying to us. But these sanctions are serious. So in the wake of all this, of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, our government had launched its most aggressive sanction campaign ever. I mean, I'm blown away what they did. This sanction, the sanctions they put on Russia far exceeds what we did to Iran, North Korea. I mean, this is crazy. Russia is now the most sanctioned nation in the world, mind you. And so part of all of this, the government, our government, seized U.S. dollar reserves of the Russian Central Bank. accumulated savings of the nation. Hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. They just took it. That's not security, is it? That doesn't show the rest of the world that it's a safe place, does it? It was a stunning illustration of how the dollar's political risk is now in front of us. It's no longer something you can trust. They can just take it. You know, the U.S. government now has shown that they can just seize another sovereign country's dollar reserves at the flip of a switch. Anytime they deem, hey, you're not doing what we told you to do, we're just going to keep your money. That is a very bad precedence. Would you put your savings, all of your savings, in a hands of some person that at a flip of a dime could say, you know what, I don't like you anymore. You're eating the wrong kind of food, or you're saying something I don't like. I'm just going to keep your money. Why would you do that, right? And the rest of the world is watching this, mind you. The Wall Street Journal has even come out in an article, and they titled it, "If Russian Currency Reserves Are Not Real Money, the World is in for a Big Shock." Think about that. Because if it was real money, then you can't just take it without due process. They wrote that sanctions have shown that the currency reserves accumulated by the central banks of all these nations around the world can be taken away. And guess who's taken note of that? China. This is going to reshape geopolitics, economic management, and even the international role of the U.S. dollar. And don't think our media is so filled with fake and liars and deception and deceit and propaganda. Don't think for a second the rest of the world's not watching this. We're a small nation. Our dollar was superior because of the trust we built in it that we just now destroyed by provoking this war with Russia. Warning sign number two. The Russian ruble, gold, and even Bitcoin, and I know Bitcoin's taking a hammer. They're doing it on purpose. They're manipulating the market system and the cryptocurrencies. They don't want anyone going into anything besides the stock market. They're trying to keep people away from this 20% correction already in the stock market. So they're beating the prices up on gold, silver, and cryptos to show people, oh, see, just stay put, it'll be fine. But they're just kidding you. Even gas, oil, and other commodities. This is a big deal. Russia is the largest exporter of natural gas, lumber, wheat, hence why we're seeing the food crisis in the Middle East and other areas, fertilizer. Wait until you see the crops that are going to come in this fall because of the lack of fertilizer. And what's interesting is palladium. I remember I was doing an interview with a pretty famous TV actor, great, great guy, but I mentioned palladium, I remember, and he just kind of laughed at me kind of in a mocking way, like, that's silly. But he had no idea what he was talking about. But palladium is a crucial component in automobiles, and Russia just happens to control it. Palladium is astronomical in value compared to where it was. And wait till you look at rhodium. But try to explain that to American people. If you would have bought palladium years ago, you'd be up thousands of percent. That's how valuable these commodities are, especially these metals. Gold and silver hasn't moved that way because of the manipulation, but that's okay because that is going to end, and why I would really get a hold of stuff now than later. And you will do it later, even if it's more expensive, because you're going to find out that paper dollar you're holding isn't worth anything. So Russia is the number one in so much in export, and they are the second largest exporter of oil and aluminum, and the third largest exporter of nickel and coal. And nickel is the main ingredient for stainless steel, let alone other products. So nickel is very valuable, very important. Russia is not only the first and second, you know, largest exporter of these items, they're also a major producer and processor of uranium for nuclear power plants. Most Americans will be blown away to know this, but enriched uranium from Russia and its allies provide electricity to 20% of the U.S. homes. 20% of American homes get electricity because of Russian and their ally uranium production. Do you see how destabilizing going to global war or destabilizing the global situation is? This was ridiculous. There was peace. We didn't have to do this. We could have just told Ukraine to stand down. We did this on purpose. And that's what trips me out. 20% of American electricity comes from Russia and their allies. You see, Russia has, this is what's big deal here and why the West, I think, has always tried to invade Russia. Remember, it was Germany before the Nazis, and then it was Napoleon before that that keep invading Russia. Russia has $75 trillion in commodity natural resources. In short, Russia is not just an oil and gas powerhouse like you may believe the media spins, but they are a literal commodity superpower, $75 trillion in assets that they have. Just so happens to be that region. I'm in mining and refining businesses with precious metals. I can only tell you that a lot of these white metals like platinum, palladium, and such, the reason they're concentrated in Russia, China region mostly, and it's very, very rare you find it anywhere else because a lot of that stuff actually comes from meteorites and things from outer space. Because the rock in Russia and China is older than the rock in America. I know if you look at the evolution of the Earth, those land masses were there a lot longer and they're a lot older than here in America. Like in Arizona and our western half, it's younger. They don't have that type of metal. You normally don't find them. You can get it, but they're not going to be in any quantity. What was interesting is just recently the head of the Russian parliament recently called the United States dollar, and this is so true, the United States dollar a candy wrapper, but not the candy itself. In other words, he was saying the dollar has the outward appearance of money, but it's not real money. And we've been faking it for decades, faking it, printing it. That's why Russia is no longer accepting U.S. dollars or euros, for that matter, in exchange for their energy. It wasn't just because of this war. There is no use for the dollar. So instead, Moscow is demanding payment in rubles in their own currency. This is a big reason why the ruble, and this is what I think we thought we were going to do. We were going to crush their economy, crush their currency. The ruble is actually, the Russian ruble is actually the strongest currency in the world right now. The ruble has recovered literally from the crash that took place initially when we put the sanctions on. So the value that it lost in the initial days of the Ukraine invasion, they've made not only made that up, but gained from it. That's huge. Warning sign number three, and this is the big one. This is what made the American dollar what it was. We were very creative, but I just think we've morally just fallen down that dark hole. And then you look at our society today, we're a mess. So many good people. There's all this garbage that you hear about race and gender and you name it is so filled with lies. There are so many good people in every race, so many good people that will just love and accept just about anyone for who they are. It's this politic, the ideological agenda that is just tearing us apart. They want that Constitution destroyed. That's all I know. But no, the warning sign number three is the petrodollar system. Petrodollar, that is the big one. But it's on the verge of collapse. For most of us waking right now, for the last 50 years, virtually anyone who wanted to buy oil, import oil, needed to use U.S. dollars to pay for it. We've done numerous programs on this petrodollar. It is so important as to why we are who we are. Now, what that really means, you know, they never really like to teach it, but what that means is in the early 70s, when we came off that gold standard, the United States made an agreement to protect Saudi Arabia with the military, will look after you, and in exchange, they will ensure, among other things, that OPEC, which Saudi Arabia was head of, OPEC producers, all the oil producers in the world, only accept U.S. dollars for their oil. That was huge. And by the way, that's why we went to Libya. That's why we invaded Iraq, because those countries were going to get off the petrodollar. That's how important the petrodollar was. And we just destroyed it. What this did is help create a deeper, more liquid market for the dollar and U.S. treasuries. It was huge. Everybody needs energy, so everybody needed a dollar. It also allowed us, the United States government, to keep interest rates artificially low. And that's how we were able to finance enormous deficits, stuff we just couldn't do. So you have to understand, you know, we the people have to know the times are going to change. Low interest rates. Now, I know for a fact, until we blow up the currency system, this interest rate rise is completely fake. Well, now they're doing it, but I mean, every quarter point they raise interest rates adds like $75 billion to interest payments on our debt alone. We can't afford this. These interest rates rising is completely unsustainable, because it'll bankrupt us, because we can't even afford the interest payments on our debt. It's not going to last. It has allowed us to keep things artificially low. That's why we're seeing what we're seeing today, you see. So the bottom line is, the petrodollar system has been the bedrock, literally, of the U.S. financial system for the last 50 years, and that's all about to change. I contend it was going to change 5 years ago because I saw it coming, but the fact that we instigated this war with Russia shows me that they want to fast track this destruction so they can usher in what we would call the Great Reset, the digital world, the slave state. I mean, it's bad stuff. I don't say they succeed, but we are in a battle, folks. And what's interesting, we controlled the world this way. Because our dollar was dominant, we were able to tell every country what we wanted, and they basically had to do it. Even China. This is how Washington even used to threaten China for years. These threats helped ensure that China would keep and crack down and keep North Korea in line, that they would never invade Taiwan. They would do whatever we wanted. And it's changing. China's now their own powerhouse. They no longer have to listen to us. If China, or not if, when China depegs from the dollar, because right now their currency is pegged to the U.S. dollar as well, but when they depeg from the U.S. dollar, we are in systemic collapse mode. And if you're not properly prepared, it's going to wipe you right out. See, this is why China has linked their crude oil futures. Man, we did some great stuff on this, you know, back a few years ago. It was around 2017 they did this. They sell crude oil, but they sell the contracts, and you can convert it to yuan, their currency, or physical gold. Think of that. Without touching China's official reserves, they go through the gold exchange in Shanghai. And that's the world's largest physical gold market in Hong Kong. The PetroChina and Sinopec, these are the two Chinese oil companies, they provide the liquidity to the yuan crude futures, and they're the big buyers. So if any oil producer wants to sell their oil in the yuan and gold indirectly, there will always be a bid. You see, in the United States, we sell oil in derivative contracts, fake contracts, same like silver and gold, they're fake. That's why owning the real physicals is so vital right now, because these are all going to blow up. They're getting ready to go. These contracts are no good. No good at all. Because they're just fake. Like, they're selling, for instance, in the silver market, they sell 500 ounces of silver for every one real ounce in the vault for delivery. So for nearly 50 years, the Saudis, who controlled all this, insisted that everybody wanted their oil, they had to pay in the dollar. Well, now that's all changed. And being that China is the world's largest oil importer, they get to call the cards. Remember, they got 1.4 billion people. We have, what, 300 million people? The Saudis are not happy with us. We've stuck them in the back when it comes to the Yemen war. We've really hit them. They don't think the U.S. is holding up its end of the deal. I particularly think that the new kid coming up there, the Sheikh, is going to be the changer here. How do I know? Biden tried to call Saudi Arabia to help with these rising gas prices to produce more oil. They wouldn't even pick up the phone. Since when does Saudi Arabia not pick up the phone and talk to the United States president? They wouldn't even talk to Biden. Well, it's probably because he's not really a legitimate president, but that's another conversation. Warning sign number four, though. Out of control money printing and record price increases. This is what we're seeing now, ever since COVID especially. Right before COVID hit, I talked about this numerous times. Before COVID hit, the banking system was collapsing in the repo market. Banks were in deep, deep trouble. And then all of a sudden this virus shows up. I always contend there's a link there, or it was just darn right convenient. But in March of 2020, COVID hit hard. And the chair of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, he went to unfathomable levels of power and started printing money. In a matter of days, literally. Think about this. In a matter of days, the Fed created more dollars out of thin air than it had for the U.S., it had in the U.S. for nearly 250 years. In our whole existence, they did more in a few days than we have done our whole existence. We wiped out our natural wealth overnight. And most of those trillions completely wasted money. It was non-productive. It didn't build or produce. It was gigantic welfare because of lockdowns that were completely unnecessary. That was a big scam on us. It was unprecedented amount of money printing. It amounted to trillions, not counting swap loans and currency swaps in the trillions all around the world. They doubled our money supply in less than a year. And then what does Mr. Biden do and the Democrats as soon as they take control? A $1.9 trillion Green New Deal stimulus package. And that was the thrust of why we're seeing all this inflation today. You cannot downplay what $1.9 trillion is. That is a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. If you try to calculate that in seconds, you're going to go back to 10,000s of years BC. I mean, this is just insane in comparison to what $1 trillion is, let alone and that 1.9 trillion, it was complete fraud in where it went. It's just astounding what we've done here. We just used $1.9 trillion like it was nothing. That was a huge amount of money. And they wanted to do more for the Green New Deal, mind you. So when the Fed initiated this program, if you remember, they assured us that the American people, that the actions wouldn't cause severe price increases. Well, that didn't take long to prove how crazy and absurd it was, huh? As soon as rising prices became apparent, the mainstream media and the Fed started claiming, oh, remember when they came out, even Biden said it, oh, it's transitory. I mean, it's only going to be around for a little while. There's nothing to worry about, they said. As prices continue to rise and no end in sight, they're planning on $10 gas in some states this summer, fall, and $6 gas nationally. And gas is huge. Think of contractors and people that have to drive. The truth is, this inflation is completely out of control and there's nothing they can do to stop it. Think of that one. The fifth warning sign here, last one I want to give. The Fed chair even admits, Jerome Powell even admitted, that the dollar supremacy is dead. He comes out and says, quote, it is possible to have more than one reserve currency. it's a stunning admission, you know, from the one person who has the most control over the U.S. dollar and the current world reserve currency. It's almost as ridiculous as like Mike Tyson saying that it's okay to have two heavyweight champions, right? You're not going to have more than one reserve currency. That's it. Especially since we've printed so many trillions that are out there in the float, you start getting another reserve currency, aka China, that you're going to start seeing those dollars come home, and that's what inflation is. Too much currency chasing too few goods. And I hate to be the one to say this, although there's others starting to say it too, honestly, the supply chain is busted and will probably remain that way for quite some time. Decades, maybe. We have destroyed the harmony of the international global supply chain. Materials coming from one country, going to another, building them in one country, and then shipping them to other countries. We had a nice, fine spider web and network, a supply chain. That's why goods were cheap and things were easy. But that's all changed now. All of it has changed. Basically, the jig is up. We have problems getting items now. Wait. If we push this button further and end up in a global situation of war, if China invades Taiwan and things get hotter, we're going to run out and have so much trouble getting supplies. That's why it's so important just to be prepared, folks. It's not about doomsday. I'd rather know and be prepared and be wrong than not be prepared and suffer, that's for sure. But it comes down to not even the chairman of the Federal Reserve can go along with this farce of maintaining that the dollar is supreme anymore. Not now. Not after what we did to Russia. Not after we just showed the world that the dollar is conditional. And the U.S. is more than willing to pull the rug from underneath you. So if anything else, just focus on getting prepared. I know that's hard. Just do little things you can. Have stash of food. Have some backup water. Know how to protect yourself. Get in community. Get a group. Start to socialize in a way that you can come together in clans or groups if it really gets bad. You're going to need it. So until next time, God bless each and every one of you.